Last week we began a series of reflections on discipleship. Sometimes people ask me, what does it mean to be a good Christian? Or what must I do to lead a strong Christian life? Well, really, the answer to that question is found in discipleship. Last week, we reflected on the call to discipleship. It's kind of the first chapter, if you will. Discipleship is not something that I initiate. Discipleship is the response that I give to an invitation from God, to a call. And that call is the invitation to place God at the center of life. It really is the invitation to take to heart the first commandment. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods beside me. That's the touchstone. That's the heart of what a disciple is about. The recognition of God and the recognition of one as being creature. Now, we talked last week about where we hear this invitation. And we reflected that the invitation comes in a whole variety of ways. It comes through the words of others. It comes through the events of our lives. It comes through the circumstances we find ourselves in. It comes, though, from the Word of God. And the prayerful reflection on the Word of God opens for us the call of God, the invitation of God to walk as disciples of Jesus. All right, that's the first chapter, the call, the invitation. The second chapter, though, is around specifying how that call, how that invitation is to be lived out. How does one place God at the center of life? Jesus says to his disciples that they are called into union with him and that his life is marked by the cross, and that his disciples, those who are his followers, are also to be marked by the cross. And that mark, that living out of the cross, is to be in service of others. When Jesus is asked, what is the commandment that we must follow? He says, you are to love the Lord God with mind and heart and soul and strength, and you're to love your neighbor as yourself. So that the love of neighbor becomes, if you will, the testimony to one's commitment to God. The service of one's neighbor simply means placing the common good, the good for all, above or as more important than my private good. It means stepping beyond the isolation that is just me and recognizing that there is something bigger than me and that I am a part of something larger, that human community. And that what I am called to do in the image of Jesus is to look to the good of that community over and above my private good. And that's just what Jesus says is his mission. The Son of Man comes not to be served, but the Son of Man comes to serve. and to ultimately give his life as the ransom for many. Jesus tells the two apostles, James and John, that they will drink the cup that he drinks, and that they truly will be baptized in the baptism with which he is baptized. You and I also drink the cup that is the mystery of Jesus Christ, the mystery of the cross. And we are also baptized in that same Jesus Christ and in the mystery of the cross. The sacrament of baptism and the sacrament of the Eucharist are the sacraments of incorporation into the very life of Christ, and they are the sacraments by which we are called, invited, to live as disciples, to live in the image of Christ. Week by week, year by year, members of this congregation are brought to church for the last time for Christian burial. And more often than not, the first words that are spoken over the body of a community member involve the sprinkling with water. I bless your body with holy water that recalls your baptism. Saint Paul writes, all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death. And if we have died with him in baptism, we are truly destined to rise with him in glory. And then immediately after that, there is a white cloth that is placed over the body. And that cloth is to be reminiscent of the white garment that is given to us that we are clothed with in baptism. And I say the words, on the day of your baptism, you put on Christ. So now in the day of Christ's coming, may you be clothed with glory. Those words at the end summarize what the Christian disciple is about. The Christian disciple is called to live out the very life of Christ. And to do that, very practically, is to live a life of service to one's neighbor. John O'Hanlon is an author who writes about the Gospel according to Mark. And this is what he says. The death of Jesus, the cross of Calvary, stands at the heart and defines the meaning of being a disciple. It is the mystery of the cross of Christ that unlocks all other mysteries. And the disciples of Jesus will forever draw on the profound meaning of the cross. And they will never, ever exhaust its meaning. Now, Saint Mark, in his Gospel, places the meaning of the cross in the context of service. He warns that service is the defining quality of the Christian life. And the Christian is called to that degree of service which can be seen in the death and resurrection of Jesus. There is no room for lording it over them, as the Gentiles do, in the Christian way of life. For the disciple, authority is not an issue about power. Authority is the power to serve. To be a Christian is to be willing to be last. And to be a Christian in authority is to be even more last. That mystery, the mystery of the cross and the mystery of service, is the manner in which the disciple of Jesus lives out placing God at the center of life. So, you and I are invited, we are called into discipleship. And we're called every single day. We're called anew. One of the places we hear that call is in the prayerful reflection in the Scriptures. The call to discipleship invites us to place God at the center of life, and thus to recognize that those possessions we have, be they material or spiritual, can pull us away from God as the center of life. And that's why possessions are dangerous. They aren't bad, they're just dangerous. The second step is this placing God at the center of life. How does that happen? And Jesus says, it happens in the manner in which you love your neighbor. And then you say, well, how am I supposed to love my neighbor? And Jesus says, look to me. I am the model. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. And so in my life and death and resurrection, you will find the model for Christian service, for discipleship living. You will find the model for what it means to answer the call, the invitation that God gives.